mi, abych vás přivítal při vzácné příležitosti, při příležitosti oficiálního předání Republiky Kosovo žádosti o vstup o členství do Evropské unie. Mám tu čest přivítat předsedu vlády Republiky Kosovo, jeho excelenci, pana Albina Kurty. Welcome. A vítám také ministra pro evropské záležitosti, pana Mikuláše Beka. A na úvod bych poprosil pana ministra Beka o úvodní slovo.
Dobrý den, dámy a pánové. Je mi ctí, že mohu ve své roli předsedy Rady Evropské unie přijmout žádost Republiky Kosovo. Jak dobře víte, západní Balkán je dlouhodobou prioritou české zahraniční politiky a také prioritou české evropské politiky. My pevně věříme, že evropská budoucnost je jedinou cestou, jak vyřešit celou řadu problémů regionu, ať už ekonomických, sociálních nebo etnických. A proto vítáme odhodlání vlády Kosovské republiky pokračovat na cestě směrem k evropské integraci a také oceňujeme pokrok, kterého se podařilo Republice Kosovo dosáhnout. Já jsem rád, že vlastně tímto způsobem se také naplňuje jedna z priorit českého předsednictví. My jsme během těch posledních 6 měsíců věnovali velkou pozornost otázkám západního Balkánu. Jsme také rádi, že se nám podařilo pokročit v některých složitých vyjednáváních, například o vízové liberalizaci pro Kosovo. A v posledních dnech se podařilo také dosáhnout v této věci shody s Evropským parlamentem, což je pro nás velkou satisfakcí. Takže je to vlastně jedna z těch položek, které jsou součástí toho velkého finále českého předsednictví v posledních dnech, kdy se nám podařil průlom v celé řadě komplikovaných evropských otázek. Takže děkuji za pozornost a předám slovo panu premiérovi.
Dear Minister Beck, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to Prague, the city at the heart of Europe, to reaffirm the Republic of Kosovo's unyielding commitment to the fundamental values of the European Union, to freedom, democracy, human rights, equality and rule of law, by submitting the application of Republic of Kosovo for membership in the European Union. This is a historic day for the people of Kosovo and a great day for democracy in Europe. The letter I carry contains the hopes and dreams of our citizens who have worked so hard to reach this day. It speaks to our aspirations to join the EU, with which we share common values and ideals, as a historical process out of a political project of peace and prosperity. It answers to a vision of a Europe that is whole, free, and at peace. It adds to a belief in a Europe that has a bright, cooperative, and progressive future. Next year, we will mark the 20th anniversary of the Thessaloniki summit, where the EU made a promise to all Western Balkan countries. Next year, we will celebrate 30 years since a community officially became a union, a European Union, with the Maastricht Treaty entering into force. Next year, in a European sense, starts today for my country, with submitting to Your Excellency our application for joining the Union. We understand that our way forward is based on our own merits. We want no back door nor fast track. We want to build the EU in our country with our people. A homegrown EU, yet not self-made. We need the EU's help in Kosovo, a country that strives in turn to contribute to the EU. We don't see progress from a transactional point of view, but rather from a transformative one, where we advance our democracy, grow our economy, and reform our society. The European Union is the destination we aim for, and it is the destiny we embrace. Meanwhile, the EU represents the hard work one is supposed to enjoy. From the moment they submitted their respective application to the moment of their accession, different time spans were needed for different countries. From Finland and Sweden, which took 3 years, to Malta and Cyprus, which took 14 years, an average of 9 years. It is realistic for the Republic of Kosovo to aim for this average length of time. Our Stabilization Association Agreement has already been implemented by around 50%. Thank you, Minister Beck, for your warm welcome and for all the support you have shown us during your presidency. Under the Czech Republic's leadership of the EU, our people have moved closer to the European Union, and the bond between the Czech Republic and the Republic of Kosovo have grown ever stronger. Let me conclude by saying that President Václav Havel's Europe as a task is our Europe is our task. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister. And now is the time for the official submission of application. Thank you very much. And now is the time for a question from the journalists. Please wait for a mic. And
thank you, Gerecina Tuhina, Kosovo Television. To Mr. Beck, as a rotating presidency, you are obliged to have neutral position. However, in 2 weeks' time, you will be an ordinary EU member state. Will Kosovo have your national support to mandate commission to start preparing the opinion about the readiness of Kosovo to become EU candidate state? And to Prime Minister Kurti, European bureaucrats in past days have been warning you that Kosovo should bear in mind Article 49 of European Treaty. What's your answer to that? And if I may, if you can answer both in Albanian and English in this question. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the questions. I'm looking forward to the time I will be more free to speak about European politics. But I can say that the Czech government supports Kosovo in this respect.
Thank you very much for the question. Kosovo has already signed Stabilization Association Agreement, and we are on our European path. We have a Thessaloniki summit of 20 years ago, and less than a couple of weeks ago, we have had a Tirana summit of EU with Western Balkans, calling for accelerated process of integration. And after submitting officially this application, we look forward for European Council soon to ask the EU Commission for the opinion, and then after Commission will present legislative questionnaire to us as the applicants so we could respond. So I'm repeating that we want no fast track, we want no back door to EU integration, and we want to join EU as soon as possible. I believe that with our dedication and willingness, we are going to change the minds of eventual skeptics as well.
And now, Albanian, is it possible, yeah, for the...
një ditë, sot është një ditë historike për Kosovën dhe një ditë e madhe për demokracinë në Evropë. Republika e Kosovës ka dorëzuar zyrtarisht, publikisht aplikimin për antarësim në Bashkimin Evropian. Ka më shumë se 6 vjet që ne kemi nënshkruar marrëveshjen stabilizim asociimit, të cilën e kemi zbatuar rreth 50%. Andaj me përkushtimin ton dhe me punën ton, edhe ndonjë zë skeptik në Bashkimin Evropian lidhur me Kosovën, besojmë që do ta zbusim e do ta ndryshojmë, presim që të ketë mirë kuptim edhe nga Këshilli Evropian, edhe nga Komisioni Evropian, që sa më parë ne të mund ta marrim pyetësorin dhe ta plotësojmë atë për t'ju bashkuar familjes së madhe evropiane. Bashkimi Evropian është fati ynë, ndërkaq Evropa është kontinenti ynë.
Thank you very much. Back to Czech and English. Last question, please. Or next, not last.
Lart Hoxha, OTV, for our Prime Minister, will there be needed a special approach towards five non-recognized countries, since I think that is the elephant in the room, so to speak, or do you expect that the progress in dialogue will change their approach towards Kosovo?
As we know, when we signed Stabilization Association Agreement, five non-recognizers were on board, and I don't believe that the minority of EU members who still do not recognize our independence will be against us joining the European family. And we know very well the nice formula of diversity in recognition and unity in engagement, which can be developed further as we today officially submit the application for EU membership during Czech Republic's presidency, to which we are very thankful for their role and contribution.
Další dotaz, prosím. Není tomu tak. Dámy a pánové, děkuji vám za pozornost, děkuji panu Albinu Kortymu za jeho účast. Děkuji panu ministru Bekovi a přeji vám příjemné odpoledne.
Naschledanou, goodbye.